Hello and welcome to Covenant Grove's audio devotionals. If you would like to follow along in your Bible with us while I read the scriptures that we are studying today, let's open up our Bibles to Romans chapter 3, starting in verse 21 and ending in verse 31. I will be reading from the New Living Translation. But now God has shown us a way to be made right with Him without keeping the requirements of the law, as was promised in the writings of Moses and the prophets long ago. We are made right with God by placing our faith in Jesus Christ. And this is true for everyone who believes, no matter who we are. For everyone has sinned. We all fall short of God's glorious standard. Yet God, in His grace, freely makes us right in His sight. He did this through Christ Jesus when He freed us from the penalty for our sins. For God presented Jesus as the sacrifice for sin. People are made right with God when they believe that Jesus sacrificed His life, shedding His blood. This sacrifice shows that God was being fair when He held back and did not punish those who sinned in times past, for He was looking ahead and including them in what He would do in this present time. God did this to demonstrate His righteousness, for He Himself is fair and just, and He makes sinners right in His sight when they believe in Jesus. Can we boast, then, that we have done anything to be accepted by God? No, because our acquittal is not based on obeying the law. It is based on faith. So we are made right with God through faith and not by obeying the law. After all, is God the God of the Jews only? Isn't He also the God of the Gentiles? Of course He is. There is only one God, and He makes people right with Himself only by faith, whether they are Jews or Gentiles. Well then, if we emphasize faith, does this mean that we can forget about the law? Of course not. In fact, only when we have faith do we truly fulfill the law. Once again, that was Romans chapter 3 verses 21 through 31 in the New Living Translation. Let's discuss and explore the text a little further. Paul's line of reasoning in these chapters is important. Chapters 1 through 3 form the core of Paul's argument about righteousness through faith back in chapter 1 verse 17, and later on in chapters 4 through 8 give examples and results to prove his point. The whole world is under the power of sin, referenced back in chapter 1 verse 18 from what we read in an earlier devotional. God gave the law to reveal sin so people would repent, like in chapter 2 verse 20. Only by obeying God's law can a person be right with God, as it's revealed in chapter 2 verse 13. But no one can obey the law perfectly, so God provided a way to be made right through faith, as we read in chapter 3 starting in verse 21 and ending in verse 22. Everyone needs this way because everyone is a sinner, as it's written in chapter 3 verse 23. In the Old Testament, God provided a sacrificial system to forgive sins. This was fulfilled by the faithful sacrifice of Jesus, as the author of Romans writes in verse 24. Through His sacrifice, we are declared righteous and redeemed, set free from sin, which is told to us in chapter 3 starting in verse 24 and ending in verse 25. This righteousness means being, quote, declared right, end quote. Think a courtroom acquittal, and it forms the basis of our relationship with God. We humbly yet confidently walk with Him in faith, trust, following Him as Savior and Lord. The practical application is that we must never boast in the reading from verse 27. Looking down on others is a sure sign of false religion, because that person is not looking at God. The closer you get to the mountain, the smaller you feel. Everything good in our lives has been done by God. Of course, we must choose to trust in Jesus and follow Him. But we must always remember that God's Spirit lives in those who believe, helping them do what is right, referenced in Philippians chapter 2 verse 13 and in the book of John's Gospel in chapter 15 verse 5 as well. We are not righteous through any of our own actions. It is only through the sacrifice of Jesus. So don't boast. Don't look down on those who have not yet accepted God's mercy. Instead, be thankful that God has been merciful to you, and do all you can to point others to His mercy. Here are some thoughts to ponder during your personal prayer time and for the rest of the day. How can you keep your eyes on Jesus more than yourself, your accomplishments, or others? Why is boasting especially bad for a follower of Jesus? Thank you for listening to Covenant Grove's audio devotionals. May you all be blessed in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.